Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. 1-2 pitch. Towards the middle, knocked down by Kessinger, ball game over.
What a play!
Kessinger hadn't played since mid-July, and he knocks one down and makes an incredible play to win a game. Profar yelling at the umpires. He told them he wasn't hit by that pitch. This is one of the craziest endings you'll ever see.
Unbelievable. Bases loaded. A guy who just came up made an unbelievable play. Greg Kessinger with the backhand and the flip. And the Astros, with every right to complain, have actually won this game against this umpiring crew and this great team in the San Diego Padres.
As soon as Profar was retired, he got up and started screaming at the umpires that he wasn't hit by a pitch. I've never seen anything like
both
that.
Both teams very unhappy with how this game was officiated.
Okay, let's... Okay. Welcome.
There's a lot to unpack here,
yeah,
Sean.
Thank you, Seth.
A lot to unpack.
There's a lot to...
I'm guessing the majority of our listeners that are up at this hour did not watch this Astros game. My goodness.
No, and I don't know, full warning. Please don't go anywhere, but just full warning. I don't know. I'll speak for myself. I don't know that I'm the best filter through which to convey what happened in this game. If you listen to that highlight bumping, and welcome in everybody, by the way, on a Wednesday, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne. If you're listening to that, oh boy, the replay's about to start on the TV here in studio. Okay, good. Of the game.
You might have to turn the monitor off. There's
Dude.
So much weirdness in this
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah. So
Astros win.
Astros win. Let's get that out of the way. Astros win 4-3. Seattle lose. Hey, Seth, have you heard the good news?
What?
Astros win, Mariners lose, Guardians lose, so the rear view gets a little further back, the windshield, the view gets a little closer, they're only, I believe, what, 4.5 back now with the Guardians for the number 2 seed, they're 5 games up on the Mariners with 11 to go, this is good stuff, man, the Astros win last night, and yes, if you listen to that highlight bumping in, the play-by-play, credit to Todd Callis and Jeff Blum, the play-by-play of the final play of the game. If you're going, okay, why was Greg Kessinger in at second base? Is Altuve hurt again? He's not. I mean, his toe might hurt, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
If you're wondering why the Astros are going after the umps, and then they say, and Profar going after the umps as well, if you're like, how did Profar wind up on the Astros? No. The umpires were awful for both teams last night. It was brutal. And we'll get into all the details, but man, what a wild night of Astros baseball, dude. Crazy.
So it begins with horrible, horrible, horrible home plate umpiring.
Right.
To the point where I'm wondering, Manny Machado, a baseball player that I couldn't dislike anymore, is having just a brutally unfair at-bat in the sixth inning. I think this is where the real weirdness started,
yes,
right, Sean?
Yes.
Brutal, some brutal strike calls against him to the point where Manny Machado gets angry enough to go ahead and crank out a home run against
Hunter
Brown.
Game-tying home run. Yeah, like the umpire angered Manny Machado. Yeah.
He stops between second and third place to acknowledge the left field stands crowd. Yeah. It angering me even further. Yeah. So that was where a lot of the real weirdness started.
That started... There was an issue with Josh Hader and his timeout at one point.
Yeah, Josh Hader comes up, gets immediately charged with a pitch clock violation after he asked for a time. Because at that point, I'm guessing Brennan Miller, the home plate umpire, had 3 shots of Jaeger between those 2 innings. So he was getting steadily worse.
It took, I guess it took 10 minutes literally to hash that out. And Hader's like, hey, man, my adrenaline's kind of running here. Can we get going? Can we figure this whole
my
thing out?
My body clock is still on Central Time, jerks.
Right. So there was that. The big one was this. Jose Altuve in the ninth inning with the runner on third, I believe. Look, I was fading in and out of sleep watching this game. Sleep that was induced by half a gummy that I had before I went to bed. So this was Now, you're going to get a good version of me today, Seth. Don't worry.
Okay.
This was... But can you imagine, like, that state of mind fading in and out watching the latter portion of this game last night?
Yeah, trying to figure out what reality actually is.
Yes, you know, you've done it before. You wake up on the couch, like every other inning, and you're like, what is going on here?
This is... what even dimension is this,
Yeah.
This is... okay.
So I'm waking up...
Time is running forward and back.
So imagine waking up to this...
Hits Altuve's foot. They're going to say fair ball. Brennan Miller is going to say that ball didn't hit Altuve, and that's going to be the final out of the inning. Brennan Miller is not ingratiating himself to Astros players, coaches, or manager.
You got to ask for help.
You got to check with other umpires to see if it did hit Altuve.
Altuve needs to be pulled out of the situation. They need to keep him in this game.
Altuve showing where it hit his foot, and now he's ejected.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
You're right, though. They should have got Altuve out of there. He's been ejected. We're going to have a tie game heading to the bottom of the ninth. Altuve will limp off the field. This game is crazy.
So that was the final out of the top of the ninth inning, fouled off of Altuve's foot, and they missed it. They missed it.
I don't look. And again, like, this is just really, like, in that moment, I don't think it really conveys the weirdness of the situation. I think Callis and Blum were, I think, trying to figure everything out, maybe watching the replay. Altuve took his shoe and sock off, and he was like a little Nikita Khrushchev out there, just protesting and showing the ump his foot. This is where he touched me, and then he gets ejected. Everything was weird and bizarre in San Diego last night.
That was crazy.
And so he gets ejected. But then Profar's up, and
in the bottom of the 10th, right? He was
bottom of the 10th.
Yeah.
Profar's up. Profar doesn't get hit by a pitch, but Brennan Miller, the ump, says, go ahead and walk to first. You were hit by that pitch.
Yeah.
Profar says, well, no, I was not hit by that pitch. The video replay clearly shows there was nowhere near hitting Profar.
Right. And just to be clear, so people were wondering, okay, why is a batter protesting getting hit by a pitch? Because he wants to bat. There's a runner on second. It's the 10th inning. He wants to swing the bat in that situation.
Yeah, it's the same. It'd be like if they had intentionally walked him and he didn't want to.
Right.
Like in this instance, but you can't review baseball and its idiocy has all of these things which are so easy to review. You can't review that pit. You can't review that. So he goes off the first. This was just an atrocity. Yeah. Man, I'm almost still angry about it even though the Astros won.
Well, the Astros were angry about it. This is San Diego radio, I believe. This is after the game. Here's San Diego radio observing what's going on. This is after a win by the Astros. Take a listen to this.
Mike Schilt is on his way out. And there is a little bit of a holdup here.
Well, we got a near fight down between the umpires as they're trying to leave the field, and they leave in the same place where the Astros are, and the Astro players were getting all over home plate umpire Brennan Miller, and the other umpires had to get in between to try to make sure that there wasn't any more physical interaction. Now the umpires are leaving the field.
That's how bad the umpiring was last night in the game.
Yeah.
The Astros apparently got into some sort of dust-up with the umps in a game that they won 4-3. Like, that's how bad it was.
I don't think there's a single person in America, other than the Major League Baseball Umpires Union, that would have been upset if Espada had just gone ahead and knocked
hauled
out
off
every single umpire out there.
At least Miller.
Just not to where he's got brain damage or anything, but maybe choke him out or something.
Yeah.
Just something to teach him a lesson. Something to inject some sanity into the situation.
People are pointing out they did review. You can review hit by pitch. For whatever reason, you can't review the Altuve play, but you can review hit by pitch. They reviewed it, and the call stood.
Okay. I don't. All right, man. That's how confused I am right now. Because the Astros had that situation last week that was the hit by pitch that wasn't hit by pitch or vice versa, but you can't overturn it.
Seth, don't adjudicate the rules. Just get angry about it. That's what people want. People want you angry. They don't need Dean Blandino, Seth. They need angry Seth this morning.
It's unbelievable how weird all of that was.
Yeah,
and
try doing it on half a gummy.
Yeah. All right. Well, this it's a you know the kids, Sean.
Halibo gummy. Yeah.
Okay.
6:09. They're still in bed. Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
So,
No, it was a really weird night, but also a very good night for the Astros time is running out on the end of this season, obviously, and I'm not too worried or like concerned or trying to fixate on the wild card race or anything.
Yeah.
But it does, in looking at the wild card standings, it is really remarkable in which this team has so many things about it that don't feel like the all-time great Astros team.
Right.
But I mean, if you just erase, if they had just been normally bad in those first few weeks of the season. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if they had just been sub 500, and because it's not like it was just
they were sub 500.
I know, no, but if they had been just
around 500,
a couple games below 500,
they were very. But it was,
and usually you can say this about any team because they all go through bad stretches, no matter how good they are. But that was just such an historically bad stretch by so many really good players, proven good players, and that was before. Every you know, you had a roster full of minor leaguers out there on it at any given time.
Yeah.
That it's been, I think you really have to acknowledge just by virtue of being where they are in the wild card right now, just how impressive they've been over the duration of the season.
No, you can pick any date from like late May on, and they've got the best record or close to it in baseball. Like that's why I. You know, at the end of the day, they might have to play a wild card round, and that sucks. And you're right. That's where they really screwed themselves is they didn't screw themselves in the division. They're going to win the division, I think, comfortably. Where they screwed themselves was against the Guardians and the Yankees and the Orioles early in the season. Like the Mariners are not a good baseball team. Like they're going to win the division by 6 or 7 games. But it's in trying to get that bye in the first round where they really kind of did themselves in. So last night was crazy. go die umps on the text page. See, that's what they want. They want go die umps. That's the Seth they're looking for. Seth.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, it's hard for me to do it. Yeah, it needs to be organic. Yeah. I should have thought it during the – it'll come up later again at some point.
It will.
We'll probably talk about that. We should talk about this game at least once an hour just because of the weirdness of it and how few people actually watch it live when it's on the West Coast.
Yeah. No, and I listened to like a couple national outlets on the way in. They were both talking about the Altuve thing. So, yeah, We'll get to that, and you can see why Profar wanted to bat. Like Profar's been crushing the Astros.
How many ejections is this for Altuve now this year? Is that his third?
It's a couple recently,
I think it's his third. Yeah, I mean
there was the one in that game where he was dog cussing, walking back out to second base, and he ended up getting ejected from that game. I remember. So
I like spicy Altuve late in the season. As he's getting older, he's not holding back anymore. You know, so what happens is you get older sometimes by baseball standards, he's like the real world equivalent of maybe 55 years old.
Yeah.
So he's getting to be middle aged, and he's like, "That's it. I've seen enough of this, and I gotta speak up.
Get off my lawn, Brennan Miller." Yeah. All right, we're off and running on a Wednesday. The Astros win last night. They pick up a game on the Mariners, but it was a crazy, crazy night out in San Diego. Up next, let's start looking ahead to we'll start looking ahead to Minnesota at the top of the hour. There was a video last night. Of C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams on the field that everybody was critiquing and went viral on this interaction. We got the audio of it. We'll see if what everybody's worked up about is real. I'll bounce that off of Seth. Stay tuned for that. That's coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.